You could object to the conclusion of my last podcast by saying that the European Court of Human Rights has also found violations of the European Convention in immigration detention cases. And that is indeed true. And I will give you an example here of a story where the court found not only one violation of the convention, but violation after violation after violation. And that is because the circumstances of the case were rather atrocious, and I would say extraordinary. So this is the story of a little girl. She's 5, and she's traveling with her uncle, and she arrives at Brussels Airport in Belgium. And after a few questions, it becomes obvious that the person she's traveling with is not her father. The uncle is a Dutch citizen, so he's allowed to leave the airport and to go back to the Netherlands, but the little girl is kept in detention. So we have a 5-year-old who is basically in an immigration center geared at adults. She doesn't know anybody. The authorities are informed that her mother is a refugee in Canada, a refugee from the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is not well known for its democratic atmosphere. But to begin with, the refugee status of the mother is not confirmed. What the Belgian authorities nonetheless allow is for the mother and the uncle to phone the little girl every day. The lawyer of Tabitha says that really she should be put in a foster care or in an environment which is suitable for children, but that does not happen. Eventually, the refugee status of Tabitha's mother is confirmed, but by that stage, the Belgian authorities have already booked a flight for Tabitha to go back to the Congo. So the next day, she's put in a plane to Kinshasa. She is accompanied by a social worker from Belgium. There is no one at the airport to greet Tabitha. So someone from the DRC government comes and picks her up out of goodwill. We're talking of a 5-year-old. Tabitha's mother is not immediately told that her daughter has been sent back to the Congo. After outrage and after conversations between the governments of Canada and Belgium, it is accepted that Tabitha should go back to Belgium so that she can go back and be reunited with her mother. This is a story that we can hardly imagine. Who would do that to a 5-year-old? Well, obviously the Belgian authorities did. In this case, it's almost as if the European Court went into the Inter-American Court's kind of mode. So it did not require strong evidence. It accepted that even though Tabitha had not been examined by a psychiatrist, the treatment was bound to have been traumatizing. It accepted that the story of the government did not hold up. It accepted that there was not one violation of the convention, but a multitude of violations of the convention, including of Tabitha's mother. So what I want to say is that the European Court is of course able to find violations of the convention, and in extreme cases it does do that. What is regrettable is that the circumstances seem to have to be strong. Now you would say, but in the Inter-American Court system, the cases were also very strong. You explained that. And that is true. What is interesting, however, is the number of guarantees that the Inter-American Court says need to be in place even for the most quote-unquote normal case. So that the Inter-American Court is not interested only in the circumstances at the edge. It also talks to routine cases. For example, by insisting that a lawyer would need to be accessible to any immigrant who is being detained.